The Art of Work, Section 26. A powerful king besieged a small city. Within the walls lived a poor man who could have saved the city by his wisdom, but no one listened to him. His wisdom was better than strength, but that man's advice was not heeded. Although the quiet words of the wise are far better than the shouts of a foolish king, and wisdom is more powerful than weapons of war, a little foolishness can destroy much good. Just as a few dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly corrupts the greatest wisdom. Although the heart of the wise follows what is right, the heart of the fool always leads him astray. Even as he walks down the street, the fool shows off his ignorance. If a ruler directs his anger against you, do not run away. A calm response will quiet his bad temper. I have seen rulers make mistakes that resulted in great injustice. A fool was given a position of authority, while a wise man was demoted. A servant rode on horseback, while the prince walked behind. Yesterday I came to the end of my podcast and thought to myself that it was perhaps time to let Qohelet rest in peace. The number of my listeners has been slowly dwindling away, and I'm not even sure there's that much more I can say that will bring Qohelet's ancient wisdom to life. Today I read his words about wisdom's effects in human history, the fact that wisdom never has and never will be popular. Wisdom can save lives, can change history, and it is indeed more powerful than the greatest weapons of war that mankind has ever devised. But it does not give us the answers we want, only the answers we need to hear. Even in my own life, I can look back at times when I was offered great advice, but I was so caught up in my own view of the world and how it was supposed to work that I simply could not accept the counsel I was given. I had a carefully constructed worldview that was impenetrable. No contrary concepts could possibly penetrate my system of belief. My walls were like the very city Qohelet speaks of, but in my case, the powerful king besieging me was the very way God had intended work to function for us east of Eden. The little voice inside my head was telling me to accept the fact that I could not get ahead, but I fought against it with everything I had. By the sweat of my brow, I would accomplish great things that would last for all eternity. But that was not wisdom talking. That was me wanting something to be true that was simply not, and my city was invaded by time and chance, and the walls I had carefully built up were knocked flat. Now I live, exposed to the elements, and without the reassurance that I am safe and secure for all time. But that is all right with me. This is my lot in life, and reality is better than delusion. My name is Vance Newdorf, and right now these are my daily contemplations on the wisdom of Qohelet. Thank you for listening.